morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. One of the many resources available to Iowans from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach is a series of webcasts and blogs in the Science of Parenting series. If you go to the Iowa State University Extension website and look up Science of Parenting, you'll find a list of all these resources, including the most recently released one, which is a video on children and money. The basics behind the conversation about children and money center around the fact that money is not really an issue about only money. It's about communication as a family and teaching responsibility. Allowances are part of the conversation as well. Allowances are an opportunity to teach. It doesn't so much matter what the amount given as it does what expectations come along with that amount. It's a good opportunity when negotiating allowances to discuss fairness, discuss what expectations are about how the money that is given for allowances will be used versus how money that comes out of the general family budget will be used, for example, on clothing or treats such as movie nights out and things like that. Another item touched on in the current web posting is paying for chores. They do recommend that you separate the idea of paying for chores versus giving children an allowance. By giving children an allowance and not linking it to chores, you will help children learn that they are a part of the family and that there are certain things that children need to do just to be a part of the family and to help the family out as an expected responsibility in the family. Another topic touched on in this month's web series is paying money for grades, which can also lead to unintended consequences. If children are always paid for A's, they will take easy classes so they can get the easy A's, and they may tend to lose a little bit of the joy of learning. The caution here is to avoid using money as an intrinsic motivator, because usually money earning is an external factor when children use to make decisions about what's important to them and what is not important to them. The Science of Parenting blog and podcasts offer research-based parenting advice from experts across the country. Current blog posts on there also discuss how to assign chores and discuss family responsibilities with children, as well as dealing with temper tantrums in the grocery store. And last month's podcast deals specifically on how to anticipate or prevent temper tantrums. Another family and parenting resource linked to the Science of Parenting website is a section specifically for parents of 0 to 5-year-olds. If the warm weather has you interested in getting out and about and learning more about gardening, stop by the Cass County Extension office or visit our website to download the schedule and registration form for the Spring Garden Seminar. The Cass County Master Gardeners are hosting the 14th annual event here in town on the 21st of April at the Atlantic High School. The day starts with registration at 8:30 in the morning. We have 3 keynote speakers that will be spread throughout the day, discussing topics on such as big ideas for small gardens, new plants for 2012, and starting your first herb garden. Over lunch, participants will also have the chance to participate in a question and answer session with a panel of experts from the local and state area, including a few of our keynote speakers. We will also have a vendor booth fair open over the lunch hour for folks that want to stop by and check out educational displays or purchase products from a variety of local vendors, most related to or some way related to gardening. The last session of the day will be a hands-on breakout session. Participants can choose from 1 of 9 hands-on sessions to learn more about topics anywhere from composting to planting herb gardens, from garden sculpturing to arranging flowers. We are encouraging people to register early. Anyone registered by this coming Friday, next Friday, the 13th of April, will be eligible to win one of the many door prizes that's been donated by local supporting businesses. Pre-registration is available at the door as well, but those pre-registering after the deadline will not be eligible for the door prizes. The fee for the entire day, including morning snacks, a lunch, all materials, and a take-home hands-on project from the final session, runs $35. And again, if you're more interested in a schedule for the day or want to print off a registration form, you can do that at the Cass County ISU Extension website, or you can stop in the office and pick one of those up. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from Iowa State University Extension in Cass County.